of the things that I do with my adult children to stay out of drama is that I allow them to come and talk to me. I don't offer help or advice unless they ask for it.
That is so hard. That is so, so hard. My wife and I were talking this morning about that. Told her I was doing a show on adult children and I needed to learn to shut up a little bit. Hello. Hey, Dr. Randy here from the Intentional Living Center. We're live on a beautiful day in Arizona. It's June. It's supposed to be like 175 degrees. And it's only getting into the mid-90s. Come on, anyone in Arizona, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, welcome to Intentional Living. We're going to talk about and maybe even with some adult children who will join in the discussion today. This period of time, this ambivalent time in the culture in which we're living. I saw a report this week of the number of college graduates who had jobs already offered to them by big corporations are now being rescinded because of the economy. And some of these young people are probably saying, "Hey, Mom, how's the basement doing? You know, I'm on my way home." But I know sometimes it can be a serious issue. Maybe you got an issue with adult son or daughter involving drugs or irresponsibility, or maybe you and your spouse don't agree on how to handle some issues with your adult sons and daughters. You'd love to have you join in our discussion today. I just told the team here, I've got the solution to this whole thing of how to be a good parent with an adult son or daughter. I do. One thing. It'll change your mind as soon as I say this. It's going to make you think. Okay? I'll tell you what it is here in just a minute. But let me first say you're welcome to join in the discussion. Maybe some things you've learned. Maybe you were an adult son or daughter. And now you look back and say, Mom or Dad did this right, or they could have done this better. Here's what I learned. Let's make this a helpful 28 minutes to get intentional around the topic of being encouraging, loving, but also helping our sons and daughters get on their own feet, really, in this day and age, if possible. 888-1717 is the number. 888-1717 is the number. And I'll tell you that one thing right after this.
Dr. Randy, I wanted to let you know how we held our young adult college student accountable. We were still living in California, but he was over in Arizona at Northern Arizona University, and he called his dad and I up and said that he had gotten himself in trouble with credit cards, and would we mind paying his monthly payment on his car for the next several months? And to my surprise, my husband says, "Well, sure, we can do that for you." And there was a pause, and then his dad says, "We will drive up this weekend and pick your car up." And so we did go up, we picked his car up. He had to ride his bike in the middle of winter up in Flagstaff from campus all the way over to the mall. He ended up getting knocked off his bike into a snowbank, ended up getting pneumonia. I, as the mom, am like, "Let's take his car back." And my husband held firm and said, "Nope, he's got to learn about this." Well, today he's an amazing young man. He owns his own optometry practice, and he and his wife are raising wonderful, godly children. And it's because he was held accountable. We took something away, but he manages his money like there's no tomorrow now.
And he has this unusual fear of bicycles. I don't know. He doesn't know where that came from. Hey, listen, you know, there's a principle there. Come on, Cheryl. Listen, you there in California, you have a principle. You're going to help your son or daughter. You want to love them. You want to encourage them. You're going to stand in the gap. I think most responsible parents are not going to let their kids just fall flat on their face to the point where it could be dangerous or what have you. You know what I'm talking about. But at the same time, not always jumping in and fixing their problems. And sometimes, frankly, they have to bottom out. They have to get to a place where they have to stand up and take responsibility. Now you have all the nuances of mental illness and drugs and all the other things that can be so complicating when it comes to this topic of adult children. So maybe you've been down this road. You're a parent of an adult son or daughter. What do you wrestle with? What's one thing that's helped you to be intentional? 888-1717. We're live here in our Intentional Living studio today. Here's the one thing. I was thinking of it this morning. My wife and I were talking about this program today and this topic, and it crossed my mind. You know, if we were to live in relationship with our sons and daughters as though we only had 6 months to live, what would you do? How would that change your behavior toward them, your attitude toward them? Maybe the hostility would become softer. The shifting of responsibility become a little more urgent. Jumping in and fixing all the problems you realize would be just a short time fix because you're not going to be around. And I would say to you, if you're an adult son or daughter right now, listen, maybe you had a breach, a break in a relationship with a parent. What if your mom or dad only had 6 months to live? Because you know the reality is it may be true. I think it's a way of changing our thinking to think about the fact that the importance that we have is to I have a whole curriculum called Raising a Responsible Adult. How do we help our sons and daughters grow up and be responsible? I think it gets down to the basic questions. Do you give them money? Do you loan money? Do you step in when they can't make the car payment? When they come back home, how do you handle that? What do you do when you and your spouse are not on the same page when it comes to handling it? These are the really kind of basic questions that we hear and we face every day when it comes to being a parent with an adult son or daughter. Join us at 888-888-1717 is the phone number, 888-888-1717. All right, let me get to the calls. We got Mary on the line in Michigan. Hey, Mary. Appreciate your call today.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you.
What about this topic on adults? You got an adult son or daughter?
Adult son, yes.
Okay. And what's your comment or question on this?
Well, my husband is complaining that my son is not picking up the slack on his bills now that he's out of college. He's got a decent job. He's got money coming in. And he refuses to bring the subject back up to my son about what he needs to do other than tell him that he needs to put his priorities in order.
And all right, so is he living home?
Yep, he's at home.
He's got a job, and you guys are covering his bills for him?
We're covering his bills, yes. Well, my husband is. I am not. I refuse to. And I told my husband that he needs to get the copy of all the bills, get a family meeting together, lay them out for my son so he can actually be able to see her.
Well, why is he hesitating to do that?
What? I don't know.
The question. Yeah. You said your son is how old?
Yeah. He just graduated college. He was in the military for 4 years, and he just turned 30, actually.
Oh, this is a good gig. I mean, I can come home, mom and dad pay the bills.
Exactly.
Man.
Yep. He complains to mom about the bills, but he won't do a thing about them.
Yeah, so you don't have a parenting problem here, Mary. What you got is an issue with you and your husband.
That could very well be.
Yeah, I think it's even more than could well be. I think it is, because the reality is your son's obviously been through military. He's got income. He's, you know, been to college, all this. So he's probably thinking, you know, life isn't that. Where's this inflation problem everybody's talking about? You know, the bills are getting paid. He doesn't even know. It's magic time, you know? This is, you know what? If kids grow up in our homes. Come on, parents. Go and ask the average son or daughter how much they think it costs to feed them, to put them in a school, to put food on the table and clothes on their back and pay the bills for the car. And they would, clueless. My friend Kevin Lehman, we worked together for so many years, and he always used to say something on the air with the parents. Listen, get your kids to write out the checks. Now, they can't sign them because they don't have any money, but help your kids see that it costs money to pay the mortgage. And of course, you might do it online now, right? But whatever. In other words, let your kids learn early that life is not cheap. They turn on the news and hear about inflation, and you're feeling it, but they don't, you know, so we're teaching our kids. So Mary, bottom line, everyone join in and tell Mary the same thing with love, and we're all a part of the community. Get together, you and your husband, come to an agreement, have that meeting, lay out an agreement with your son. At 30, you know, what is it? How long is he going to be at home living there? How are bills going to be handled? What are his intentions? These are the kinds of questions that need to be asked. All right. Thank you, Mary. Hope that helps. But you know what? Nothing will be different if you and your husband don't do that. That's for sure. All right. Let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll be back. We're talking about adult sons and daughters. Do You agree or disagree? Is it okay to cover the bills for your kids? Is it okay to step in and help them? For how long? When's enough enough? At what point does a child get on their own feet? How do you handle this? Maybe you have a question. Join us. There are principles of intentional living that makes a difference. Here's the question again. If you knew you only had 6 months to live, 6 months to instill whatever you have left into the life of your son or daughter, what would you do? 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. In our lives, we all have challenges and opportunities. In Dr. Randy's message, Winning and Losing at Life, you'll learn about two people in the Bible, Nehemiah and Jonah, and how they responded in different ways to challenges and opportunities in their lives, and how we can finish strong as winners who are obedient to Christ. When you support Intentional Living with a monthly gift, we'll email you Dr. Randy's teaching featuring a new topic each month. This month, we have an incredible opportunity, as some friends of the ministry will match your gift dollar for dollar right now. Receive this month's special offer, and to send in your matching gift, call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
You know, and I hope you'll do that. I have a report that was given to me yesterday. We have some friends of the ministry have given just a little bit over $10,000 that they're willing to match for the ministry. It started out smaller, but we've had some additional folks. And so a little over $10,000 to help us close out this fiscal year during June. And we still have over 9,000 of that left to be matched. And I just want you to know that your support, your financial support matters. And it just doesn't automatically get matched. It's when you give online or when you call, talk to our staff. We'll make sure it gets matched. Just call 888-888-1717. Do it right during the show, during West Coast business hours. Press number 2. Talk to our staff and just say, hey, I want to be a part of Intentional Living. Here's an extra gift. Maybe a 13th month gift if you're a part of our team. I'd appreciate it. And just say, hey, would you match it? And we have our friends who will match it, and it'll be a great help. Okay? 888-888-1717. Talk to me or to our team. If you press number 2, press number 1 to talk to me. Or you can go to theintentionallife.com and give online. Adult sons or daughters, you know, it's a transitional period, and we live in a very difficult time today as young people are growing up to get their footing in this world. And I'm a big advocate. I mean, we did this with our own kids, and you help your kids. You got to help them get established. That's part of the process. And I have always said when your children are on a path and they have some goals and they're being responsible, we want to stand in the gap to help them. It's when they're irresponsible or disrespectful or their values are such that they're contrary to where you're headed in your life, and you don't want to fund something you don't believe in. But the ultimate goal is to help your son or daughter to get on their own feet, which gets back to that question of what if we only had 6 months or so to live or 6 months left to support? How would that urgency and how would that change your relationship in a positive way, an intentional way with your son or daughter? 888-888-1717 is the phone number. Tanya has a question for us. Tondra, I got the name wrong. Tondra, thank you. What's going on in your life and your family?
My husband's a stepfather to my older two boys, and we often have a conflict when it comes to the oldest son. He's a new dad. He's always asking for help, and he's not really following God. He's having a hard time with work, finding and keeping a job, constantly asking for help, and I tend to want to give him that help, and my husband doesn't. He wants him to kind of do that on his own. So my husband and I do have quite a bit of conflict over that.
Mm. You know, I think that's a theme. You know, we've been hearing that from callers and people sharing that whenever you have an issue with a son or daughter, unless mom and dad are on the same page, it falls down into the marriage relationship. So getting on the same page is critical. I know that's difficult because sometimes a mom's heart might be, oh, come on, you know, I want to support, and dad's the toughie, and sometimes it's the other way around. But getting on the same page and coming to an agreement, again, not a parenting issue here, Tondra, but a marriage issue. Get on the same page. Here's a basic question. Are you helping your son or daughter, really helping them? Are you helping them long-term to become a responsible, godly adult by the support you're giving them? Because when you answer that question, it'll help you see and really make a decision. Are you doing this for them, or maybe something going on in your own life, your own emotions, your own insecurities, your own parenting stuff that's still left over, guilt or what have you? Okay, to the phone calls, Alicia is, in New Mexico. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good. Appreciate your call. Go ahead, share with us. What have you learned about parenting adult sons and daughters?
I just wanted to share a tip from when I was becoming an adult, when I graduated high school, something my parents did for me.
Okay.
My parents are divorced. I live primarily with my dad, and my mom paid my phone bill and my car insurance when I was a teenager. When I turned 18, she put the car in my name, and she put the phone bill in my name. And I was not happy about it, and I was upset, like, this is happening too quick. But I'm really grateful that she did that, because from the time I was 18, I had my own car and my insurance in my name and my phone in my name. And I think that really taught me early on how to be responsible for those things. And today I'm 30 and doing pretty well and supporting myself. So I think that was a helpful thing.
Did your mom talk to you about it, or did it just show up at your door?
Oh, she talked to me about it. And she said, you know, you're 18 now and you're getting ready to go to college, and here's your paperwork. And she handed it to me, and it kind of surprised me. But I really was, in the end, I think it was the right thing to do.
So going to college, how'd you fund your life? I mean, you're 18, you're kind of out on your own. How have you put your financial world back together?
When I graduated from high school, I got into some really good schools, but they were expensive, and I couldn't afford to pay for them. And my parents didn't have a lot of money. So I applied for a scholarship based on my academics, and I applied for federal aid. And I made the choice to go to the college that was the cheapest, and my parents didn't have a college fund for me, not because they didn't want to, but because they couldn't afford it. And I was upset that I didn't have, you know, this rich college fund ready for me. But in the end, I made the right choice based on what was a long-term better decision by choosing the cheapest. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of families are making really different assessment about this whole thing with college today, and where you should put your money with college, and is it the name? Is it the status? We know what's going on with college debt and what's happening. And you see some young people deciding to come out and get into trade schools and learning some really powerful things that are needed in our culture today. It's a different world today. And you look at some of these people having their own businesses and doing different things. It is a different world. So thank you, Mom, for helping Alicia grow up. 18. Here's your bill. We got some kids driving right now, and they're in the back seat. You know, they're 17. They're riding with dad somewhere. Dad's thinking, it's only 6 months away, son. And here's the bills. They're coming your way. All right. Talking about, adult sons and daughters today, 888-1717. Cindy in Texas.
Hey there.
How you doing?
I'm well. I just wanted to call and share something that worked for us with our adult son who had finished college and temporarily lived with his brother in an apartment, and that lease came to an end, and he didn't have a place to go. And he had completed college but chose to work at an hourly job instead of using his college education. And so he wanted to move back in with us. And so we said, okay, but you're going to live in the garage. And, you know, we don't have a basement, but you can come live in the garage which has no heating and no air conditioning, and it's not been converted.
Did you pull the cars out at least, didn't you?
We did pull the cars out. And he put his mattress in there on the cold concrete and lived there for about 3 or 4 months. And then he decided, and we told him, okay, well, you've got 3 months, and then you're going to start paying this rent. And so after about 3 or 4 months, he decided, well, that wasn't as comfortable as he wanted to be. And if he was going to pay rent, he'd rather go get his own apartment. So that worked for us. But my situation now that I'm worried about with my child is, you know, close to being 25. And at age 24, he's decided that he's trans.
Mm. And this is the same. Is this the same child?
This is the same child.
Uh-huh.
Same child. Yeah. And so, you know, being raised in a Christian home, my husband was pretty stern on the boys. You know, but we went to church. They were raised in church. They were raised in the home. You know, my husband has worked hard for many years, so I don't know what we did wrong, and I don't know how to help my child, and I don't know, as a Christian, you know, do you love them through this? We said, no, your name is what, and we said what your given name is, mm-hmm. and, you know, we love you regardless.
What's your relationship like with your child?
I still have a good relationship with him. He comes over occasionally and has dinner, does a little laundry, that kind of thing. But my husband will, you know, address him as son, mm-hmm. or yes, sir, no, sir. And that irks my kiddo, mm-hmm. Because he wishes us to use the other pronoun. And I'm more a peacemaker, so I try to keep the peace and be neutral. And so, you know, we have relationship with our child, but I just don't know how to proceed.
Well, I think you continue to maintain a relationship with your son or daughter. I know it's important for us as believers to continue to have a relationship with people. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that we approve of or support a decision or a behavior, no matter what it might be, as it has to do with their gender identity decisions today, which is a huge topic. And I know ringing lots of bells, even talking about it here today. But as a principle, we want to maintain a relationship with our children. Without a relationship, we don't have anything. We have no opportunity to speak into their life, to love them, to care for them, to provide for them. But I would say to people, I would say to anyone listening today, maybe you're a person that's made a decision and you look at your parents and you just happen to be turning down the dial and you hit this radio station and you realize we're talking about biblical things and Christian things and you say, that sounds like my parents. You know, they're so narrow and they believe differently than I do and I've cut them off. Listen, at what point do we say, you know, as individuals, we talk about the tolerance to have people be able to believe what they want to believe today. For those of us who are followers of Christ and believe the Bible is the standard that establishes how we're to live our lives and our identity is in Him, see, do we have respect that cuts in that direction as well? And so I would say to you, Cindy, for you and your husband, to maintain a relationship with your son, to love him. And I would say to him, to understand that your mom and dad don't see the world the same way you do. And I'll tell you what, this is beyond the topic of what we're talking about today, but it is the topic we're talking about because it has to do with the relationship between parents and child. I do know what the scripture says, to the extent that it's possible to live at peace with everyone, including a son or daughter that maybe has made a decision different than you believe and what the scripture teaches. I'll be right back. It's interesting, and we see in the book of Jonah that Jonah was approached by God and commanded to go to Nineveh and to preach the word and to warn the people to repent. And while Nehemiah stopped, we see in Jonah in chapter 1, verse 3, that Jonah, it says, he arose to flee from Tarshish, from the presence of the Lord. He ran. That's an excerpt from the teaching this month that really focuses on how to be a winner in life. And I compare and contrast these two characters from the Old Testament, Jonah and Nehemiah. These two men give us some great leadership principles, leadership for our life, leadership in our family, leadership in this world today. And so members, watch for it. It's coming your way here mid-June from the Intentional Living Center. It's our masterclass teaching. And I say thanks to those of you who are praying for us and supporting the ministry of intentional living. Here's what we believe. If you're new to this ministry, we believe when the scripture says in Ephesians 5 that we are to figure out what pleases Christ and then do it. At the end of the day, our job is to, if we want to experience hope, right? We experience hope because hope is in Christ. It's not a feeling, it's a fact. And we find that hope in our lives when we know what brings him pleasure, and when we do that, that brings benefit to our lives as well. So we're here to help you every day live a life, encourage you on your journey, to applaud you on your journey of living intentionally in Christ, knowing his word and living it every day in this crazy world. All right, now we're out of time today, but I'll tell you what, we're going to continue this. We've got calls coming in, and I'd like to leave the phone line open, guys, if we can, because we're going to go right on into recording and talk about adult sons and daughters and the relationship with our adult sons and daughters. And this program will air tomorrow. And so you can call now, and then we'll play the program tomorrow. Give us a call, 888-888-1717. How do you deal with the difficult things in relationship? 888-888-1717. And I just want to say thanks to our team. Thank you, Andrew, for helping on Facebook. Those of you on Facebook today, thank you for joining us. Jennifer, thank you. And Stephen, our producer, senior producer. And we'll see you again tomorrow talking more on this topic of our relationship with our adult sons and daughters. 888-888-1717. And a special thanks to our members. Your support, your prayers, your encouragement allow us to do this every day. God bless you. Have a good rest of the day, and we'll see you tomorrow right here from the Intentional Living Center.